Tonight, we're going to continue discussing what happens when one finds himself in a situation of what we call a minyan mitzumtzum, exactly 10 people on the minyan. So we discussed last week, and let's get back into it again this week, that the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch wrote in two different places, seemingly two different halachas. The question often comes up when you have a minyan of exactly 10, or even if you have a minyan of 12, and you have some of those that are still a little behind the rest of the tzibur, and you want to know, can I start Chazaras HaShatz when I don't have 9 plus the shatz? And always, people are always wondering, can I start, can't I start? So the question really is going to be based on two different scenarios. One question is the Chazaras HaShatz, can I repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? And the other question is going to be, let's say, Kaddish. Let's say Ma'ariv. Let's say you're davening Ma'ariv or you're davening Mincha and you're not saying Tachanun. So you're going to go straight to the Kaddish. And you only have 6 people or 7 people or 8 people that are done the Shemoneh Esrei, but you want to wrap up the davening. Would one be allowed to do so? So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch presents. In number one, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, when the Shatz repeats the what we know today is Chazaras HaShatz, Yesh Lahem Lishtoik, everyone has to be quiet, Ulechavin, and to have in mind the Brachos Shemavarach HaChaz. You got to listen to the Brachos, Ulanis Amen and answer Amen. Vim Ein Tisha Mechavinim the Brachos. If you don't have 9, besides for the Shliach Tzibah that are listening, Karoiv Lihiyos Brachos Abavatol. It's very close that all those brachas that the Shatz says are all in vain, and you were not Yoytzeh Chazar Shatz. Lachain, therefore, Kaladim Yasa Atzim, every person should make himself, Kilo Ein Tisha Zulasan. You always make believe that there's not 9 without you. You always think, don't look around and say, oh, there's 15 people in the room. No, no, no. Always anticipate and always expect that you need to be focused completely. V'yichavin L'Bircha Sachaz, and have intent and have kavana to the brachas. So according to this Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, it would lead us to believe that you are not allowed to start Chazaras HaShatz until there's 9 other people in the crowd that are at least able to answer. Now, you can have 9 people in the room that finish Shemoneh Esrei and they might not be able to answer. If you have one guy who's learning and one guy's checking his emails and one guy's schmoozing, that's also not able to answer. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have 9 people ready to answer and to listen to the brachas. But it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that you need all 9 and the Shatz to be ready. So if 6 are ready and 3 are still davening Shemoneh Esrei, you cannot start Chazaras HaShatz. The problem is that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch earlier in Siman Nun Hey, when he's discussing the rules of a Kaddish, he writes in Hischel Echad Me'atzar L'Esbalal, if you are about to say a Kaddish in the davening, and one of your 10 decided to jump ahead, and he started Shemoneh Esrei. So you were about to say Kaddish, let's say, on Ashrei. Right, all of you said Ashrei together. 10 of you are saying Ashrei, and you're about to say the Kaddish. And you look around; that guy's already in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's rushing out. He's got a meeting to go to, so he's already skipped in advance. So now you look around the room. There's only going to be 8 answerers with the shatz. What happens now? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no problem. That's okay. That's chiddush number one. Oy, shehu yashan. Even better. You have 8 guys. The number 9 is sleeping. The first case was talking about where you have 9 people in the room without the shatz, but he's unable to answer because he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The second chiddush, which we mentioned last week, came from the Beis Yosef's Rebbe, that not only is the guy not able to answer because he's davening, doing, you know, something that's spiritual, he's sleeping, he's passed out. Says the Mechaber, doesn't matter. Afilu hachi mitzdar fimam, he can still add up to make the Kaddish. So now the question that we left off last week, so these two halachas seem to be contradictory. The first halacha told me that for Chazaras HaShatz, you have to have 9 active participants. When it came to Kaddish, I don't need to have 9 active participants. I need to have 8 active participants, and one who's either sleeping, that's clearly not active, or one who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and he's also not active. So which one is it? Do I have to have 9 active participants, or don't I need to have 9 active participants? This is the kasha, the two steers. Just to mention very quickly, we did see last week that the Taz was extremely skeptical of this halach. The Taz thought, although you can maybe be mitzvah if someone's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you perhaps cannot be mitzvah for a sleeping person. Sleeping person is much worse, and the Taz disagreed. But back to our scenario. It happens all the time. You have a minyan of 10 people, and you're ready to start Chazaras HaShatz, so the Baal Tefillah looks around the room, he counts, and he says, okay, we got 6. Let's go. Is that really what the halach is? So for Kaddish, yes, that's the halach. So let's say for Ma'ariv, this is very important for all those shuls to know. For Ma'ariv, you have 10 people, Matzei Shabbos. Many people have these break-off minyanim in their homes, Matzei Shabbos. They don't want to come out to the big shuls. Can't say I blame them. They want to daven local, quick, or whatever it may be. And they daven 10 people. So the guy gets daven to the omen, he looks around, and he says, okay, I got 9. I got 8 in me. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, no problem. Go ahead. It's just a Kaddish. But for Chazar Sashat, it seems to be a problem. So how do we make these two halachas work together? Is it that there's a difference between Kaddish and Chazar Sashat? Or perhaps there's another way to make it work? So according to the Magen Avraham in number 3, the Magen Avraham says, no. That don't draw a distinction between Kaddish and Chazar Sashat, but rather writes the Magen Avraham in number 3, that the last 4 lines, the last 5 lines, says the Magen Avraham, we do not paskin like the first mechaber that we quoted today. That mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Chazar Sashat that said you need 9 listeners is not correct. We don't paskin like that. What's his raya? His raya is because you can have 9 people that are shmuzing. You have ever been to a shul like that where everyone's talking to Chazar Sashat? Yeah. It happened, sadly enough. The Taz writes how terrible it is, and we know it's terrible. But says the Magen Avraham, those guys count for Chazar Sashat. They're not answering a word. They're schmoozing. You see, you don't have to do anything. You just have to be there. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, halach lamaisa, we paskin that the first mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is the correct one. You don't need 9 active participants. You need to have 9 human beings in the room. You have 9 human beings in the room, you're good to go. Now, so you'll tell me, Gevalik, so the Magen Avraham is who could be Saimichon. So when I'm the Shleach Tzibur Shachris, and I want to start Chazar Sashat before I have a full 9, I'm Saimichon the Magen Avraham. Correct. But you can't take half of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, the beginning of the line says, if you're going to accept that, at least for sleeping, you can only accept 1 sleeper. So that means this whole chap only works if you have already 8 that finished, then the Shleach Tzibur is 9, so then you can go. But it would not help to start saying, "Oh, we have 6 who finished." Right? Every
with a sleeper versus talker.
He doesn't, but he questions.
No,
but
so why only 1 sleeper? You have 9 people talking.
We're going to see if that's true. We're going to have to see if that's true. Is the heter going to come from the fact that it's no worse than a sleeper, or the heter is going to come from the fact that it's no worse than someone who's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei? That might be a shaila. Now, the Jerisha in his commentary to the Torah also seems to paskin like this. He thinks really halach l'maisa we paskin like the halach in Kaddish. You don't have to have 9 active participants. You need to have 8 active participants and the shlech tzibur and you're good to go. That's why the Shulchan Aruch chose his words carefully. He didn't say it's vaday brachal batala. He said it's karoiv liyos brachos batala. It's close to being a brachal batala. What do you mean it's close? Is it or is it not a brachal batala? The answer is it's not a brachal batala because you don't need 9 active. You need 8 active. That's why the Shulchan Aruch chose the words karoiv. Those 2 pshatim would help all our minyanim very much. That would tell us that on Shlech Tzibur in the morning, Chazar Sashat, I just need to have 8 that finished. The Shatz is 9. Go ahead. But there's only 1 problem. There's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav does not go with this distinction, and he draws a different distinction to answer up the 2 mechabas in Shulchan Aruch. And he writes the following. Number 4. Im hiskel echad me'asar l'spal tzvias yotches levadoi. If someone's starting Shemoneh Esrei by himself but without everyone, ve'ein yochel anasi mohem, he can't partake in the davening, he still joins the minyan. Not only is there 1 guy who jumped ahead, you could have 4 guys who jumped ahead. Let's say you had a minyan of 10. There's 4 guys started Shemoneh Esrei and 6 guys are waiting to hear a Kaddish. What do you do now? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no problem. As long as there's a majority of the minyan that's going to answer Amen to the Kaddish, it's no problem. The din of Dovish Abigdusha doesn't mean I need to have 10 answerers, it means I have to have 10 people. Fine. So this is halach lemaisa. Let's say Mayriv. You have 10 people at the Mayriv. And there's only 6 guys who finished, 6 guys who finished the Shemoneh Esrei. No problem. Say Kaddish. Not a problem at all. That's Roiv Minyan. You're good to go according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But what about for Chazar Sashat? Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Not so fast. He writes the 3rd to last line. Avol kisha hashatz choizer hatfila pam beis. If the shatz is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, and he says, and he already davened Shemoneh Esrei, he's really just doing it for the tzibur, then tzarech lizor shiu test shaymim. Then you have to have 9 listeners. And then they have to answer. So what does the Shulchan Aruch Rav really do to answer this question? He says there's 2 types of halachas. There's 1 halacha for Kaddish and there's 1 halacha for Chazar Sashatz, which for us becomes a big chumrah. Many of us in the morning when we have Chazar Sashatz or by Mincha, we're counting heads because the minyan is mitzumsum. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you got to have 9 people. You cannot start with 8, you can't start with 7, you can't start with 6. To say a Kaddish, no problem. If you want to say Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei of Mayriv, you just need 6. But for Shemoneh Esrei, you need to have 9. As I pass, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So if so, this is going to be very negiah halacha l'maisa. Do we pass like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, or do we pass like the Magen Avraham? According to the Magen Avraham, it's all the same. Kaddish, Manesri, all the same rules. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's a big distinction between Chazaras Hashatz versus Kaddish. The difference between Shachris and Meir is going to be very big. How do we pass? So if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I just listened to a shir on my way up from Rav Shechter, where he discusses, he's very troubled why society today doesn't learn enough Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says, it's a shame today. People don't learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It used to be, everyone learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It was so much easier than Mishnah Berurah. Today we expect the kids to learn Mishnah Berurah. It's so complicated. You have so many things. We should go back to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That was the other thing. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was Hungarian. So you had to know what was an Hungarian chumah, what was not. Rabbi Oban from Qur'an Hills once told me that if you go with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're never going to go wrong. You can't pass it wrong if you follow with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's what he once told me in a conversation. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was the accepted sefer for a long time. Rav Shechter said that Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was printed more than the Gemaras were printed. And it's heyday, it was printed more, there was more of a need for it than the actual Talmud Bavli. That's a popular Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Today it's all the way found, today it's in the back on the shelf, you don't even find it. Today people only learn it, because on the footnote they bring down what the Mishnah Berurah says also. That's the only reason why people learn it, is the Echtim says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, some shuls today, some of the shuls still learn it between Mincha Ma'ariv, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But it's like a lost sefer. So he was complaining, he thought it's not right, he thought the kids would do much better. Instead of pushing them learning Mishnah Berurah in high school, he thought Kitzur Shulchan Aruch might be even better than Chayadim. There's always a question in high schools, well, how should boys learn halacha? So three choices are Kitzur, Chayodim, and Mishnah Berurah. Those are the three choices. So some yeshivas do Kitzur, some do Chayodim. But Mishnah Berurah is hard. There's a lot going on the page. There's a lot of shitas. It's much more complicated. But nonetheless, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskin, so let's see what he says. Zok the Kitzur. Im ein test shoyim lashlech tzibah. If you don't have nine people listening, lo yoyimer klal kaddish, you can't say kaddish. Ki chodovah shevkdush einem epachz me'asar. Tehainu echer oimer, you have one talking, v'tisha shoyimim. U'mikol mokim im echad me'asar mispalel. If you have a minion of 10 and you have 8 listeners and one guy's still in the middle of Shemon Esrei, your typical Ma'ariv case where that one guy always davens longer than everyone else. So, Gwarach, right, I'm right that if you know you have a longer Shemon Esrei, you probably shouldn't partake in a minion mitzumtzum if everyone's waiting for you. And, you know, just practical, it's not such a good idea. But, you know, you always have that one guy, so what do you do now? Zok the Kitzur very clearly. He can't answer, he's middle Shemon Esrei, mitztarif. He still joins the minion. V'u'adin the beis gimel v'dalet. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you can also have 2, 3, and 4, which is where that magical number everyone knows, 6. That's why it says for Ma'ariv, with just a Kaddish, you could taka have 6 that are ready and 3 or 4 that are still in the middle of Shemon Esrei. Kol she'nisha ha'roiv sho'im, you have at least 6 that are answering. Ein ha'miyat ma'akav. Avam echem hin yoshon. But if one of those are sleeping, tzirich la'kitza. He goes like the Taz. Sleeping is worse. Ki ha'yosha einem etztav la'sa. You can't count the sleeper. Even though the Shulchan Aruch put the two together, the kids of Shulchan Aruch went like the Taz. So this is great. This is all for Ma'ariv. What about Chazaras Hashat Shachris? Says the next Kitzur Shulchan Aruch number 6. Bechazaras Tfilas Hashleach Tzibur. No. Kimish Hashleach Tzibur Kvar Hispal Befnei Atme Belachash. Since the Shat's already Davin, his quiet Shemon Esrei. Ve'ein Echoiz is that Tfilah Rak Mishvil Hashoimim. He's only doing it for the people. Ulechein Tzvichim Shiyu Davka Tisha Shoimim Voinim. You gotta have 9 listeners and answerers. Shalit Yen Abrachos Lavatola. Ulechein. Kishiyesh Minyam Mitzumzim. Paskin the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Tzvichin Hashkiach Shle Yaskal Hashleach Tzibur. Chazaras Tfilah Achigim Kulon Tfilos. What you see from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is exactly the Shulchan Aruch Rav's point, that we draw a distinction between the rules of Kaddish and the rules of Chazaras Hashatz. That's why it's not a stira in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is correct by Kaddish and he's correct by Chazaras Hashatz. The two are just different halachas. This is not the way the Magen Avraham resolved the contradiction. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and that seems the way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going, which means halacha l'maisa, shachris in the morning, I gotta have 9 people that are going to answer. If I don't have 9 people that are ready to answer, I can't say Chazaras Hashatz. I can say Kaddish, Ma'ariv I could start. And this is always, people get confused. They always wonder, why by Ma'ariv do we use 6 and by Shachris we don't use 6? The answer is this point. Because Ma'ariv is Kaddish and Shachris is Chazaras Hashatz. There's different rules. Chazaras Hashatz needs 9, Kaddish needs only 6 according to these Achronim. This is all if you believe of the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Pshat. If you go like the Magen Avraham, it's not true. According to the Magen Avraham, they're all the same. Chazaras Hashatz, same as Kaddish, is all the same. What is the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? Okay, today we follow Mishnah Berurah. What is the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? So first things we have to figure out, what does the Mishnah Berurah hold when you only have 9 people in the case of Chazaras Hashatz? So Mishnah Berurah writes in number 7, this is in Kuf Chav Dalet. This is discussing Chazaras Hashatz. What does the Shulchan Aruch say over there? That if you have 9 people, if you have only 8 listeners, it's Shaykh that it's Baruch Al Vatol. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 7, The Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about our case of someone who's in Shemen Esrei. He talks about the case of the Shmuzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know the minhag today is that if you have a minyan where many people in the minyan are talking and presumably not listening to Chazor Seshatz, we still count them. The Einishemeh Chazor Seshatz, Karoi, we still count them. So therefore what? What does he want with that? Does that equal, therefore I can count someone who's also in Shemen Esrei as well? He doesn't talk about that case. He talks about the case of the non-participant. So does he mean to say, and who adin, someone who's in Shemen Esrei? Or maybe no, maybe someone who's schmoozing is different than someone who's in Shemen Esrei. Doesn't tell us. And then he concludes, if that's your case, if you look around and you see that the nine people that I have for my minyan are all schmoozing, and no one's really listening, which happens many often, and again, I would add to that, it doesn't have to be someone who's schmoozing, it could be nine people that are learning. Right? Sometimes the chazan, you listen, everyone's just learning. It's a beautiful thing. Everyone's learning during Chazor Shashat, so maybe it's not the best time to be learning. But you don't have participants. You have people in the room, but they're not actively participating in what they're supposed to be doing. So what do you do, says the Mishnah Berurah? So the Mishnah Berurah writes very clearly. You have to make it that this tefillah is a nedava. So the Mishnah Berurah, nearly the Bekorin said, Toivles Nai, Kimoy Shekasim Sefer Shulchan Shleimo, Shiyasna Hashatz Beinoy Lebein Atzmoy. The Shatz has to talk to himself and say, you should know, I'm a supek if this Chazor Shashatz is real. And I don't want to have 18, 19 brachos of Atalah on my cheshbin. So I'm making in my mind that this whole tefillah should be in the dove. Beinoy Lebein Atzmoy, Bechazor Shat Tefillah, Shim Layan, Atisha Omen Achra, Vichad Lebuchoy, Sef Shiat Tefillah, Hahi Betarst in the dove. What does it sound like from the Mishnah Berurah? He's not very comfortable with having nine people in the room and they're not actively participating. So what would the Mishnah Berurah hold about the case of one guy still davening? It would sound like perhaps that the Mishnah Berurah would tell you that I'm also not comfortable with that. Or maybe not. Maybe when the guy's in the middle of Shemen Esrei, he's better. Why is he better? Because he could potentially have Shemei Koine. He could have Shemei Koine. The guy who's schmoozing, there's no Shemei Koine because he's not a Shemei. He's not listening. He's schmoozing. He's catching up on all the garak that happened throughout the week. So he's not listening. But the guy who's in Shemen Esrei could be listening. Could be not. Not clear from the Mishnah Berurah. One of Rabbi Avad Yosef's son who wrote the Sefer Halacha Berurah, I think that was, I forgot what his name. David maybe is his first name, I don't remember. So he tied his ears right from the Mishnah Berurah in the next Mishnah Berurah. What's the next Mishnah Berurah talking about? Siman Nun Hei. What was Siman Nun Hei? Let's remind ourselves. Siman Nun Hei was talking about Hechas Kaddish. What does the Mishnah Berurah say over there by Kaddish? Hu Adin Yoyse Meyachot. Mishnah Berurah passes that when it comes to Kaddish, you don't need to have just eight active participants. Yoyse Meyachot Vavachi Yeshiva Rubin. The Mishnah Berurah holds like everyone else. As long as you have Roif. So he tying his, the same way the Mishnah Berurah holds, you need to have Roif for Kaddish. Hu Adin, you need to have Roif for Chazor Shashatz. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah holds, you only need six for Chazor Shashatz. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. That's a jump. That's only if you assume that the Mishnah Berurah held like the Shulchan, that Mishnah Berurah held like the Magen Avram, that the rules for Kaddish and the Chazor Shashatz are the same. But if you learn that the Mishnah Berurah held, they're not the same, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, then the fact that the Mishnah Berurah holds you can use six by Kaddish has absolutely no bearing on whether or not I can use six for Chazor Shashatz. I would have concluded that the Mishnah Berurah holds not like that. I would have thought the Mishnah Berurah holds that he's questionable, can you use six people, nine people that are schmoozing. So I don't know why he would think someone who's a middle Shemoneh Esrei is any better. So I would have concluded that the Mishnah Berurah holds not like that. The Mishnah Berurah holds perhaps you can't use a non-active participant for Chazor Shashatz, similar to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. To me, it's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah holds. So where does this leave us all? Halachal Maisa, what do we do? It happens all the time. Every shul you're going to go to. Shachar's in the morning. You have to. I dive in every morning with a minyan of 11 people. Every morning, 11 people. 12 is like a chiddush. We got 12, right? So what do you do now? Not everyone's always up to the same space. What do you do? So I would have assumed the way it breaks down is it depends. So if you're a Chabatsker, you're in trouble. If you're a Shulchan Aruch Rav, so you got to follow Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says very clearly, if Chazor Shashatz, you need to have nine. Nothing to talk about. So if you find yourself in a Chabad minion, you got to make sure they're following the Shulchan Aruch Rav. What about for everyone else? So it depends. You can be Samech on the Magen Avraham. You can be Samech on the Prisha. But you have the Shulchan Aruch Rav to still deal with. What do you do? Kitzur Shulchan Aruch seems to be very clear about it. Why is it that all these shuls do six? Where did it come from? All these shuls say, oh, we have six, we're good to go. Where did that come from? That's only if you hold like the Magen Avraham and the Prisha. Not if you hold like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and perhaps the Mishnah Berurah. So if you look in later Achroidim,
that's only for Kaddish, right?
No, that's for Chazor Shashatz. Kaddish you can be make with six, no problem.
Everyone agrees,
no problem. Six you're fine for Kaddish, but Chazor Shashatz you got a problem. So If you look in the Acharonim, I put a bunch of different Gedolei Acharonim on the paper. The Tzitz Eliezer, for example, Blazer Waldenberg. He has a tshuva about this in Chelik Yud Beis, and he comes out the following conclusion. He writes at the end, number 9. Umikol ha'amur umuvur nira. The shaper efshel lismeich ulahokul has chazar seshas bevinyim etzumtzum. You could start chazar seshas with an exact minyan. Gam kishayachar oyim in adana betfil. Even if one is still in the middle of chazar seshat, in the middle of his quiet Shemana Esrei, move on kishayin nechitzois v'yesh efshoros l'chakois. He says, this is all talking about depending on the situation. I mean, let's say you have all the time in the world. No one's rushing to go anywhere. It's just that people can't stand sitting around. So that's a good time to learn. Then is a good time to learn. Chazos and Shats don't learn, but during that downtime, that's a great time to learn. Probably safer. Wait till they're ready. So if there's no pressing reason to start, no one's rushing, no one has to catch the train, or no one's going to work, whatever the case may be, so then there's no reason to be Mekel. Why should you be Mekel? But he writes over here, moving kishayin nechoinetz yeshiv shoros l'chakos. If there's no pushing reason to be mekel, and there's no reason not to wait, the tzrichim l'chakos ad shigimer gam ayochid. Why? He says an interesting svara. V'zeo gam afil kishayish bil adoy asara. Even if you have 10, why? K'dei l'zakosoy. He should also get to partake. Well, you know, don't leave him out. Now again, if this guy's minister is going to be for an hour and a half, I wouldn't say to wait for him. We're talking about if it's a few minutes and everyone is okay with it, so then it's okay to wait.
Not
he thinks it's not tirchid de tzibur because again, if you need 10, so it's possible to make right, then you need it. It's not.
Yeah,
so I guess again, how cold the few in you. These are one of those things you got to be smart about. You know, you got to make sure that it's it makes sense to wait. But he concludes, avo kishiyesh nechitzos, im shum chashash me time mispazer minyan. People are not going to wait around. You know, you're davening mincha in your office and you're waiting for the guys. You can't wait around. You got to go back to work. Everyone's just going to leave. People got to go to work. They got to catch the train, whatever it is. He thinks that's okay. Then it's okay. So long, even if one is still in quiet Shemana Esrei, sounds like only one, not six, not this 6-4 game, right? That's what sounds like from the Tzitz Eliezer. Now again, one could argue in Lum this, why should it not be like that? Because again, if you're borrowing, if you're going like the Magen Avraham, that means it's the same halacha as by Kaddish. By Kaddish, everyone says you can use six. So why should Shemana Esrei be different? That makes sense to me. Again, if you're learning the sugya like the Magen Avraham, that the two are not a steer, they work together, it's who I did, it's the same thing. So just like by Kaddish, everyone agrees it's six, you don't need to have 9. So I'm not sure why it should be any different.
No, it should be different because
so then you should have to have 10 legami. So what's this 8-1? So I'm saying, he says you can go 8. So people say, oh, only 8, but not 6. I'm not sure why. Once you're buying into the Mechaber and Hilchas Kaddish, I think it should be the same. We'll see Achronim say that explicitly for all those who do it like that. The Or Letzion, Rav Abba Shaul, has an interesting piece in one of his Svarim. I put down 2 number 10s. Okay. That's what happens when you make the sheets when you're supposed to be washing your kids. Okay, so I have 2 number 10s. It's a mistake. Okay. In the first page, there's 2 number 10s. Or Letzion's number 10 and the Mishnah Halach is number 10. No, you're on the wrong page, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
2 number 10s. Okay. So Reb Abu Shaul has an interesting comment over here. We keep on trying to figure out how to make the 2 mechabers work. One mechaber, which came first in Hilchas Kaddish, said you can count 6-4. And the one in Hilchas Chazaras Hashat said, no, you need to have 9-1. How do you make the 2 work? So the Magen Avraham says, you don't make the 2 work. We don't paskin like one of them. Says the Or Letzion, an interesting idea. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch himself retracted. This is something that the Acharonim talk about often. Rabbi Avad Yosef discusses that a lot of times in Shuvas. The Mechaber changes his mind. Whenever you have a steer in 2 places in Shulchan Aruch, the easiest way out is the Mechaber changes his mind. Where did he change his mind? The second one he changed his mind. Which means the first one stands, and you can get away with having less than a full minion that's participating. Says the Or Letzion number 10, the second number 10. He says, V'rak l'chatchili yesh l'achim m'shiyat tisho. And he says, first of all, I think l'chatchili you should have 9. Because there are those who say the Shulchan Aruch retracted. If we retracted, it means the second one is the real one. What does the second one say? The second one is in Kuf Chav Dalet. Kuf Chav Dalet said you need to have 9 listeners. So he says, V'svila dib'inam tisha oinim, dihina b'hilchot tzvila, Kuf Chav Dalet, kosav moron, kishashat choyza tzvila, akal yeshul nishlik l'chav nabrach, you have to have 9. And then he says, in the one in Nun Hey, the earlier one says, you don't need 9 active participants. So people say the Mechaber changed his mind. He retracted. If he retracted, it means he's machmir. It means you have to have 9 for everything. For everything, perhaps. If you learn like this, it means you have to have 9 for everything. For Kaddish, and for Baruch Hu, and for Chazaras HaShatz. So it concludes the Erlitz Zion, I'm not willing to go that far. He writes, Ulam Nira Sheikha Kamesha Kasavak Graz. He thinks the real way is like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. That what? That the base, the Mechaber was Mechalik between Kaddish and Chazar Sashatz. Shevi Kaddish Mitztarif Ilam Ayoshim. Because by Kaddish you can use even a sleeping person, therefore you can use even someone in Shemon Esrei. Avu Bechazara Be'ina Davka Tisha Oinin. Ulechain Nira Shemi Ikra Adin Ein Tzach Bekaddish Ela Shisha Oinin. So Paskas of Rabbi Shol Aloch Lamaise. Kaddish, you can get away with it. You can get away with six. Not for Shemana Esrei. Shemana Esrei, you need to have nine as a simple reading of the Mechaber according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Rabbi Nachshon Klein, number 10, in his Sefer Mishnah Halachas, he goes through the whole the sugya and he ends it off like this. He sums it up very quickly. One who's davening, he does count towards the minyan. After Hatam Mechalukim, even though they may come out with different reasons, this is what everyone needs to hear from Rav Nachshon Klein. It's lav dafka one. Elo kiven the ikar roiv minyan shispalu yoch lashatz lahaskal meikar dina. He goes out that you need just have six, roiv minyan, you're good to go. So that's Rav Nachshon Klein. Tzitz Eliezer was very twisted of the hand. B'shasat chag, and this and that. But he sounds like, no problem, go, no problem, as long as you have six.
If six is roiv minyan, why do we say seven is roiv minyan for benching?
That's we're going to talk about hopefully later tonight also. We're going to talk about seven also. There's a piece from Reb Yonis and Steif that he has Akbada to have seven. And the Betzel HaChachma, the Debesina Rav's brother, has a tshuva. He says, doesn't understand why. Everyone says six for tefillah. So it comes up over there why this distinction. So we got to get to all the Mekilim first. For all those Gaboyim, everyone has to know this sheet of six for Chazaras HaShatz, which I still think is... if all bets are equal, I still think people should try to wait. But okay, Zakhtar Moshe Sternbach attempts to explain this. So Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva and tshuva on August Chelik Alev Simen Kuf Dal. He writes the following: Veda Halach L'Maisa the B'Shas Atchak V'Hashat Choyzik Yishein La'Elishisha B'Shas Atchak, whatever that may be, and you're starting just with six. Ha'Oimdim Oid Umespalulim Chayovim Letzdaf B'Shmiya Shein Kedush El Basar. He times that those that are davening actually have to be listening to what's going on, because you got to work with Shemaya Ka'ina. You got to be a Shemaya to be a Ka'ina. He thinks in that case the shatz has to dive in extra loudly. So those that are davening can hear. He says, "Whoa, 1 second! If you're going to be a real shemeya ke'oine, then those guys are being mafsik in the middle of the Shemana Esrei." So no, we know shemeya is not ke'oine mamish; it just has the halachic status. So basically, he's using the fact that the four people in the middle of Shemana Esrei are going to be halachically answering to the other parts of the Chazaras HaShatz. It all depends on the severity of the situation. You should really try to tell people that we should have nine. Let's say you have 10, but they're all schmoozing. Gora, Mamisha Mispalu Oichmanes. He thinks that's worse than the guy who's davening. We spoke about it at the Mishtabura. Mishtabura talked about the schmoozers. We want to know what does he hold about the guy who's davening. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, he thinks that's the worst. It's worse to have a minion of people in the shul officially awake during Chazaras HaShatz but schmoozing than to have eight and one guy davening. Why? Because the Taz says, you can't be mitzvah for guys who are sinners who talk during Chazaras HaShatz. Ulechatchila pasuk of Moshe Sternbach. Tzarich tisha shoyminu b'shas atchak. Again, you really should have nine. U'b'shas atchak, whatever that means. V'hainu, but even shebelav hachi is batal haminyan. Without that, the minyan will fall apart. Then gam b'shisha shoymin gam kemoil. You can be shoymach on six. V'yichoylem nespal Chazaras HaShatz, you can start Chazaras HaShatz. U'miu roy l'shatz lizor mo'oid lahamtin l'tisha shoymin. You should really wait to have nine. Shirak oz chus tefilat tzibur moil karoy. That's the real correct, you know, tefilah b'tzibur. V'al koponim l'chol apochaz yamtin l'shmoyna. He says he should at least have eight. V'rak lasiyu l'tzaf mishen eshemeya k'mesh k'zav nalel. He's going with what we spoke about earlier, that perhaps there's some svara, only eight and the shatz, not six and the shatz. Yeah, Rav Nachshon Klein said clearly six. The Tzitz Eliezer made it sound like also, only use one outside person, just like we only use one outsider for a sleeper. Therefore, he writes, l'chatchila, it's more correct, not to, but b'shas atchak, you can use eight. Doesn't sound like it's a heter every single day to use six, it sounds like a shas atchak. The Sefer Mishnah Yosef, he says like this, an interesting shtickle Torah. He says, v'ein lo l'dayin elo masha'in of rois. Every rabbi has to look at the situation that he has. V'yavi hefse meruba, if it's going to be a big loss to sit around the way, it's going to set back Seder. You have everyone's davening before learning, and it's going to set back the whole morning learning. So that's then he says, "Shem loikin lama lasis davish al shochan rav mishdebu lav lechatchil klal." Why would you daven in a way which according to shochan rav is completely incorrect? So you tell me I'm being samech on the magen avram. Okay, so you're being samech on the magen avram, but according to the shochan rav, it's not right. And then he says, "Lamaisi kaim lo nebshasat chakam bina derabbanon kedai afilu yoch lismechalav." Then he starts giving you all the klali hirah that if it's a derabbanon and it's a shasat chak, so you can be samech on the das yachid, which there are. And he says, "Achim, it's either shasat chak nechshal b'di'evit." That's it. Every rabbi knows that a shasat chak is considered like a b'di'evit. Every rabbi needs to know that rule, and they use it all the time. If there's a situation, a shasat chak has a din of a b'di'evit, and we know for b'di'evit, the rules are very different after the fact than before the fact. So he paskins umah gam behefset zman ubitol teira v'ashulchan aruch v'ataz u'magnavam v'shar rabbi se matirim espalav afil yoshin imkein ruba ninu de matirim. He thinks that since the majority of the people are on the side of being matir, he thinks you should be choishish not to start without nine, but you definitely have to be samechan. So all those minyanim that start without a nine, they have to be samechan. They have the Magen Avraham and the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Drisha. They have to be samechan. It's just that they're explicitly against the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, and I'd add the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and I think the Mishnah Berurah as well would tell you that this is not correct. So you gotta put it all into consideration when you're deciding what to do. Sefer Emek Bracha.
Who's the Mishnah Yosef?
I think he's a contemporary. He's a more contemporary. I think his last name was Lieberman, Yosef Lieberman. The Sefer Emek Bracha was a Talmud by the Brisker Rav. He also thinks for Dava Pasha, we pass him like the Shulchan Aruch. If you pass him like the Shulchan Aruch, then you can go with eight and the Shatz. Just to wrap up, two more sheetahs in the Achronim is from Bavad Yosef, the Sefer Halacha Brewer, written by his son. He writes, Mefurish, Afilu im shnayim oy shloisha oy arba oy de mispalim. You have the most extreme case. You have either two, three, or four still in Shemana Esrei. Me'ikur adim et star from the minyan asar, they can still count. They can't answer. As long as you have a minion, roiv the minion is paying attention, it's okay. So again, he paskins, six is good to go. But when it comes to a sleeper, you can only use one sleeper, but you can use four people that are davening. Very important. He writes in the bottom, where did he get this from? He says, that's the way my father paskind, that Rabbi Vajja paskind Allah l'maisa, that you can use a sleeper and someone who's already davening, both for Kaddish and Chazar Sashat and everything. So Allah l'maisa, Rabbi Vajja also holds, you can use six. So we have people to be Saimachan. Does that mean we should be Saimachan every single morning? I don't know. But there is Yesh Almi L'smoich, but l'maisa, it's definitely questionable, because according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's not correct. Last of the kulas is from the stipler. In the Sefer Aruch HaSabeinu, they quote, Omali Mariv Rebbe Shlita, stipler told him, Heicha sheyesh tes yachal ma'shatz, if you have nine with the shatz, sheyaschal ha'shatz b'chazor se'shatz, you could start. Yeah, the stipler, these are people to be samechan. Ve'ein l'chakas la'asiv, you don't have to wait for number 10, shadayin oim b'shman esrei, mishum teichu de tzibura, ve'chein hu noig b'beis ha'medrish. That's what the stipler used to do. So that's a ma'aseh rav. The stipler held you can go with, you're good to go. Stipler held again. He doesn't say what about six. Doesn't say. Agave Nefesh Rav, the court Rabbi Salvechik, was not keen on the nine. Rabbi Salvechik thought you need to have nine to start Chazor Shashatz. None of these games. You need to have nine to start Chazor Shashatz. That was Rabbi Salvechik's opinion. So he says, what do you do with the Shulchan Aruch? So the Stipler tainted, Mishum de Shulchan Aruch, Pasak de Afasi Yoshim Shapadami. You can even use a sleeper. Again, if you're going to go the sleeping route, you can only use one. You got to be careful. If you're going to go that lumdis, so you can only use one, which is what Menachem Rebbe pointed out. So they asked him, it says in Kuf Chav Dalet, not like that. So he says, no, Kuf Chav Dalet doesn't mean you need to have active. It means they have to be in the room. It's just a go-doichik in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. He learned, the stipler learned, that doesn't mean they have to be active. They just have to be in the room. As long as they're in the room, that's good enough. So Allah l'maisa, there are some very big people that say you can be Saimich on it. But again, being Saimich on eight and the shots, and six and the shots, according to some Achorinim, is a big difference, while other Achorinim think there is no difference. So it's definitely questionable, halach l'maisa, this is all really from last week. This was supposed to be done last week, so we have still more to get to tonight. Halach l'maisa, I can't say there aren't who to be Saimich on. Do I think it's the best case scenario, mistamanat, because according to many, it's not correct. So again, if you can pull it off to have eight and one, so the eight and the shots, that's a lot better than six and the shots, even though again, we did mention some Achorinim that were matter, six and the shots. But again, this is all for Chazar Shashatz. Kaddish, no problem. Six, you're good to go for Kaddish.
This is all for starting Chazor Shashat. Does Kedusha have a different dim than the regular?
No, Kedusha is like Kaddish. Kedusha would be like Kaddish.
More make, also six is for sure good.
Yeah, but you have to first start Chazor Shashat. You have to be able to justify starting.
But that's what I'm saying. But
yeah.
It's not like Kedusha needs
No. It would be the same as Kaddish.
starting it and completing it, two different things, right?
But there's another halacha, which I put it for the second time in a row on the sheet, which means I'm definitely not getting into it this week. So I'm just going to leave it with you all as a gift. What happens when the minyan falls apart? What do you do when the minyan falls apart? So that's a big question. What do you do when the minyan falls apart? But once you started with 10, you can finish. But you got to first start with 10 or whatever you need, equivalent of 10. So halacha l'maisa, I don't think we can yell and scream at those gabbayim that send people with 8 in the shots. 6 in the shots, maybe. Again, you have these achrayim, but I think l'chatchila, if all, again, usually in the morning you don't have that flexibility. It's usually people are rushing, so you do have to be makel. But I guess it would be probably better to have 9 in the shots.
Do you think the rabbi should tell people to hurry up the
shmoneh? I think so. I think everyone should try to be on the same page. The other problem that I have with these minyanim, or at least I have in my minyan, is it really tefillah b'tziv in the first place? What ends up happening? You have exactly 11. So usually some people stroll in late. So by the time you get to Chazar, so not so much with the Nates, because everyone wants to be up the same place so they can daven Nates. But I daven way before the Nates, okay? I daven 6 o'clock this morning. It was quite before the Nates. It was almost before Alois HaShachar for some people. For the first Alois, I was okay. But in any case, what?
You go to Mikveh?
No, well, I want to take a nap afterwards. In any case, what happens in these types of minyanim? What happens? So you have 11 people. So by the time the shatz and the gabbai are up to Shemen Esrei, there's 4 people still in the middle of Brichas Kriyashma. So I'm davening my Shemen Esrei. Is that even tefillah b'tzibur? Everyone knows there's a zach to daven together. What's together? There's 6 people davening Shemen Esrei, and there's 4 people saying Kriyashma. So at some point, maybe they'll catch up to me. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Is that tefillah b'tzibur? All this emphasis about coming to Shul and davening with a minyan is all beautiful, but am I even getting the mile of tefillah b'tzibur? That's another question that you have with these types of minyan. So there's
Can
a mission.
Start to Shemen Esrei. Do you need 10?
That's the question. You don't need it for any other reason that you just want tefillah b'tzibur. The Maila, the Gemara talks about tefillah b'tzibur, that doesn't go back. The tefillahs are.
Why did you say the same reason like we said before? That's the reason they're in the room.
That's a shayla. That's going to be the follow up shayla. Can we say as asvar that tefillah b'tzibur means tefillah with a tzibur, even though I'm saying Shemen Esrei and they're saying Kriya Shema or not? So, like the sugi before, we'll have a stira in halach. Mr. Bruin Simit Tzadi, Sifkan Chavches, number 16, writes the following. The ikka tefillah b'tzibur hu tefillah Shemen Esrei. The main thing that you need for tefillah b'tzibur is not saying pesukah d'zimmer together. The main thing to say is the Shemen Esrei. Tahainu, sheyispalu asar anoshim shehim gedolim biyachad. 10 men that are adult are davening together. V'loy kimoy shechoyishim hamoyin. Not like the people think. Sheikel espalu b'asar hurak l'shma l'shma yikadish u'kdusha baruchu. People have in their mind that, oh, we need a minyan just for the dvarim shebekdusha. It's not true, says Mr. Brewer. Ulechein. They don't think in terms of unity of 10. They just think of 10 people in the room. Because that's the rules for Kaddish, that's the rules for Baruch Hu. Gotta have 10 bodies in the room. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is a mistake. Where does this come up so often? When you're trying to put it together in minyan, so you have 6 guys who didn't daven, 4 guys who daven. You throw them all in the room, and you say, go daven. Is that tefillah b'tzibur? Is that really tefillah b'tzibur? There's only 6 people davening together. There's 10 people in the room. So I can justify Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu. But am I davening b'tzibur? Why am I coming to shul? One of the reasons why we come to shul is not just to get a break from our house, is because we want to daven in a minyan. Is that even davening with a minyan? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not. And it's a toos. Ulchein, choyv al odom lemaher lover the basic nesses, you got to show up on time, kedei sheyagia l'espal shmen esrei b'tzibur. So everyone davens shmen esrei together, quoting the chay odom. So this seems to be clear as clear can be from this Mishnah Berurah. Nothing to talk about. Tefillah b'tzibur is defined by 10 of us davening Shemen Esrei together. If I'm saying Shemen Esrei and you're saying Birchas Kriya Shema, so that's not us saying Shemen Esrei together. It doesn't work. However, it seems to be a steer in Mishnah Berurah. If you look at number 17 in Siman Samach Tes, the Mechaber writes like this, that La'achash Yisayim B'Birchas Yitzar, after you say the Brach of Yitzar, Oymer Avos U'Gvuros, he's talking about the Seder of Chazar Sashatz, U'Kdusha, V'Ata Kadosh, V'Zeu Nikra, Ovelef Ne'ateva, this is called davening for the Yomid. This is what we call leading the Tzibur, says Mr. Brewer. Number 18, V'Kos of Amagin Avro, Miu Nirali, De'im Ein Shom Shisha Shlo Yispalalu. If you don't have 6 who haven't yet davened, Lo Yispalalu Ashtayach Tzibur B'Lachash. Rak Yaschem Yad B'Kol Ram. In that case, you shouldn't have the actually is what we call a heche kedusha. The ikar hakavona b'hachazar b'zehu rak b'shem kedusha, because the main reason why you want to do it is for the kedusha. The yom hagim rishon is because ram b'ashar b'lachash. Avol kishiyesh roiv minyan. But if you have a roiv minyan, heim kimoi tzibur gamur. That's like a real tzibur. So the achrayim say, hey. So if that works for that, why shouldn't that work for Shemen Esrei as well? Here, the Mishnah Berurah makes it sound like we all have to be starting together or be davening together. Why? Why can't I have Roiv? The same thing the Mishnah Berurah quoted in Magen Avraham, says Roiv works. Why doesn't Roiv here work? On top of that, this Mishtabur might be based on a Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in number 19, the Rambam writes, V'keitzehi tefilas atzibur. What does it mean, tefilah b'tzibur? Yeh echad mispalul b'kol ram. That means one person should daven loudly. V'hakol shoyim, everyone listens. V'enoisen kein pachas ma'asar gedolim lechon. You can't do this less than 10 adults. Sounds like from the Rambam, you need to have at least 10 people in the room or 10 listeners.
Is the Rambam saying it's only during
Chazaras? Ah, that's the question. The Rambam over here is talking about Chazaras Hashatz, it sounds like. Zok the Rambam, v'shlech tzibur echemen, the shlech tzibur counts as one of the 10. V'afilu hayu miktsosen shekvar espalul, even if you have a part of them who already davened. V'yotzi dechavoson, mashlimim lehem la'asara. They could still make the minyan. V'ushi eroi v'asara shlech espalul, as long as you have a majority who haven't yet davened. So what is the Rambam talking about? Does the Rambam talk about for the din of Chazaras Hashatz, or is he talking about for the din of Tefillah B'Tzibur? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Pshat, this Rambam is because of Roif. Why can I use a majority who have davened versus the minority? So Kesef Mishnah, Roif. So this Rambam, many people learn that this Rambam is a raya, that if I have six people that are davening Shemoneh Esrei, and four that are not davening Shemoneh Esrei, no problem, it's still Tefillah B'Tzibur. We'll apply the rule of Ruba Kekulai. The majority of the minion, it's Kekulai. But the problem is, as Reb Chaim points out, very really do have a chance to quote Reb Chaim in a Tuesday night share, but Reb Chaim has a piece, and they quote it also in the name of the Bisker Rav, and it's also quoted in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, quotes it also, that there's really two dinim over here. There's two dinim. There's davening together as a tzibur, and there's davening with the tzibur. He calls it tefillah bit tzibur, and tefillah is hat tzibur. Two dinim. Says the Reb Moshe Shtemer, quotes the Bisker Rav. They say Reb Chaim wrote it somewhere. I couldn't find Reb Chaim. They quote the Birkas Shmuel, the Reb Achmer quoted this Vart B'Shem Reb Chaim, that there's two dinim in davening, which is very relevant to our sugya. The truth is Reb Moshe writes it also in Igros Moshe, but we'll give the credit to the Soloveitchik family. Says Reb Moshe Shtemer, number 21, he says, Maron Agriz, Hechmir, She'ein B'Shisha Mespalim Din Tefillah B'Tzibur. When you only have six people actively davening, that does not count as Tefillah B'Tzibur. She'tarach Asar Mespalim Yachad. You need to have 10 people davening together. That's tefillah b'tzibur. V'loy shayach b'zeh ruba kikula. You can't say ruba kikula to that. Shloy shayach loy mishem maspik shiach b'kais roiv revius. You don't say it with shurim. Rav Moshe is maspik, it's a little bit more in Igros Moshe. When something's totally in a shi, you don't say roiv of it. It is or it's not. If there's a din, I need to have 10 people. I can't say I have a majority of it, because I don't have. Gam kan tzibur haynu asar mispalim yachad davka. Then he quotes from the Yad Eliyahu, and he quotes from Eliyahu Dessler. Shemati shebi yeshiva bekelm hechmir ma'oid shekulam yisayim bevas achas mamish ga yisrael. They had akbad in yeshiva that everyone finishes ga yisrael same time and all starts shemoneh esrei at the same time. V'yaschilu yachad mamish shemoneh esrei shedeh rak tefillah b'tzibur, because that's tefillah b'tzibur. The ikur din ze akoponim l'niyachat chilim mefosh b'poiskim. It's really mefosh in the mishtabur. So Rav Moshe Sternberg is quoting the Biskor that seems to be saying no, that what we do in these shuls is not real tefillah b'tzibur. It's not geshmak, but it's not real tefillah b'tzibur. Means we're all davening together, and that's the way Rav Moshe Feinstein rules in Igros Moshe, page 3. Rav Moshe Feinstein passes like that also. He says hine b'dava ma'ilas tefillah b'tzibur sheshama shemarti shu davka kishakol asar mespalim v'loy sagi b'rev minyan hu b'ms. He says it's 100% true, and that's what the mishtabur means. He thinks avada, that's the pshat. So according to Rav Moshe and according to the Bisker Rav and Reb Chaim, it comes out that if we're not all davening together, we are not really doing tefillah b'tzibur, which is somewhat of a scary thought. I had a fellow tell me that the reason why he doesn't come to my minyan is because he doesn't think he's getting tefillah b'tzibur, because we don't always have 10 people davening at the same time. So according to the Bisker Rav and possibly Rav Moshe, he's somewhat correct. What we're doing is not real tefillah b'tzibur. Now the truth is, Rav Moshe himself discusses, at some point, we're not all at the same point, right? There's always a faster and a slower. Even if we start at the same point, we're all at some point going to go our own direction. So Rav Moshe says that's okay, but we at least have to start together. But if I have six starting at one point and four catching up later, we're never really together. So it comes out, Lefiza, we don't really have tefillah b'tzibur, which is a scary thought, which is another chesaron perhaps for davening at a minyan mitzumtzum. Besides for the whole Chazaras Hashatz issue, you might not really be getting tefillah b'tzibur according to these achronim. Now, like everything else in life, it's machlokes, and there are achronim who disagree. But if you look at Shlomo Zalman, he writes that shisha mispalim shetzir for imam achem shekvas palu. If let's say this good old fashioned, put together minyanim, six guys who didn't daven or four people who did daven, right? Those happen all the time. Says Shlomo Zalman, av bishayim kadosh baruch hu ein lahem milas tefillah b'tzibur. That's not tefillah b'tzibur. Ashiu asara mispalim. So it's a big thing to know. We'll see later on that someone has to be Yisrael Chaim Zonenfeld. Let's say you have a choice. You can put together six who haven't davened with four already davened, or go to a minyan with 10 haven't davened. Very fair question. So Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonenfeld said, no, you should go to the 10 who didn't daven, because that's really better. According to everyone, that's tefillah b'tzibur. There's always the question that people have: should I just, you know, throw it together in minyan and I'll have, you know, whatever I'll have, or should I go? Zakta b'yosef chaim zanafel. No, you shouldn't, because that's questionable tefillah b'tzibur. According to Rav Moshe, the briskerov, that's not real tefillah b'tzibur. Again, you could say kaddish, you could say baruch hu, and you could do all that, but you're not getting genuine tefillah b'tzibur.
You're saying by a chasen, like a lot of times when you make numerous minyanim after a chuppah, it's a lot of times the last
right.
Set.
That's right.
They don't have enough people.
That's right.
That's really not true.
It would be better to get 10 who haven't davened. If this is your only minyan, okay, fine. So you do what you got to do. But if l'maisa you have another choice, it's really better, because according to many achrayim, that's not genuine tefillah b'tzibur. Genuine tefillah b'tzibur, again, achrayim right, it's better than davening at your house by yourself. But l'maisa, you want to do it the real muhudr way, you should really have 10 people, and that's what they quote from the stipler. If you look at number 24, they quote from the stipler, same lumdus. The stipler held, like the Biskarov, and like the Maisa, you all got to start at the same point. That's a scary thought. That means all of us that are Moshe Nefesh to get up and go to shul, we're getting Kaddish, we're getting Kedusha, we're getting Bacha, but we're not getting the whole package. We're not getting the Milo of Tefillah B'Tzibur.
So the Minyan, let's say I have 10 to start together, you're in Shema. You know, I mean, you came on time, you can like, get a little quicker.
Right.
Right? So if you start later, but you're dominating within that time frame, that's also not.
So that's the question. If at some point we'll be together, is that good enough also? But many achrayim hold, you got to start together. Once you start together, even if you then will be at different points. So some achrayim hold that as long at some point we're all together davening Shemoneh Esrei, that's the level of Tefillah B'Tzibur, not the best, but an acceptable level. I put on the sheet that achrayim suggest that, let's say there's always a question of am I allowed to skip to get to certain points. So let's say if I skip, I'll get to this type of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Meaning if I skip, I still won't be starting with them, but I'll be in the middle of them. So many achrayim hold that's kedai for Tefillah B'Tzibur also. That's what I ever wonder. You come to mincha late. So what I do when I come to mincha late, I shouldn't say I come to mincha late, but when I do come to mincha late, so I try to look around the room to see if there are at least 10 people that are still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. If there's 10 people still in the Shemoneh Esrei and I come in, so I'm not getting the starting of Tefillah B'Tzibur, but at least I'm getting some level. And the achrayim call it like a secondary Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's not the best. And then the last is to start with the shas. That's the third level of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So halacha l'maisa, according to these achrayim, it's not so great what we do. However, there are many achrayim who disagree. Rabbi Yaakov Breish has a tshuva, as does Melechus Yitzchak, as does Betzal HaChachma, as does others, but they think, no, don't worry. That's also okay. Tefillah B'Tzibur means that six is also Tefillah B'Tzibur. It means you have to have at least six. If you have a minion of 10, and five, you don't even have roiv, then your mamsh don't have Tefillah B'Tzibur. You have nothing to hang your hat on. So you really got to be looking around. So I know a lot of the gabbayim, they'll wait to make sure there's six. Why? Because the choshesh lekula for these achrayim that hold, if I have six, it's roiv minyan. Ruba kekula means I have Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then I have Tefillah B'Tzibur. But these are, you know, piling up kulas over here. It's not so pashut. But that's what the Betzal HaChachma writes, and he writes in the middle that he saw from Bjornson Steif said you need to have seven. And he says he doesn't understand. He says he never saw seven. In all his days, he always saw six. If you turn to the last page, I have from Rishaz Juv's base Avi, Yitzhak Isaac Leibis, who was a Rav for many years. He's a Rav in America also. He writes in all the communities, Poland, Litva, Hungary, everywhere. Everyone did this. They never were makbid for these types of things. Everyone used six, and everyone used roiv minyan. So he didn't think that's a chesar in a tefillah b'tzibur. Yakut Yosef has two tzadim. His father was mekel as well. Rabbi Vad Yosef hold that's also tefillah b'tzibur. So again, you have who to be samechan. I'm not saying you don't have who to be samechan, but it's definitely questionable if this is a genuine, real lechatchila muhudr tefillah b'tzibur. That is the machlokes achrayim, according to many, Rav Moshe, according to Biskarov, Rav Chaim. And according to Shlomo Zalman and the stipler, it's not real genuine Tefillah B'Tzibur. According to the other achrayim, it's telling you how you learn the Rambam. If the Rambam's talking about only Chazaras HaShatz, or the Rambam's also talking about the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Moshe thinks the Rambam's only talking about Chazaras HaShatz and not the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore, according to Rav Moshe, it's not genuine Tefillah B'Tzibur. So, halacha l'maisa, best case scenario is if you're going to daven a minyan mitzvah, try to get as many of the people to catch up as much as they can. So this way we're starting, at least starting together, or trying to have a point where we're all going to be saying Shemoneh Esrei together to fulfill the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. We didn't get to the last page. I knew we wouldn't. That's why I put it down. Everyone should. It's an interesting read. What do you do when the minyan falls apart? But then the next week we'll move on to something different.
Okay.